Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. At this time every week, we have the Bud Light six-pack of picks, the most difficult games of the week to pick on the NFL schedule. Former Super Bowl champion Dave Rowe of the Raiders versus my gorgeous wife, the A-Train. And Dave, only up by one game as we go into week 13 of the NFL. See, this is as close as it's been in some time. Are you getting nervous?
Me nervous? No, shoo-wee. J-Train is just preparing better than I am, I guess.
I'll tell you, she's playing well lately, and last week gained a game on you, so we're late in the season, and this game is tight between the two of you. We start with week 13 in Cincinnati, where the Chargers go to take on the Bengals, an early game Sunday on CBS. Dave, who you got in this one?
Well, it's the time of the year that every player calls the dash for the cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the playoffs. But remember, there are only seven spots in the playoffs available for each conference, so you can see how important each game really is. With a dominant win over the Steelers, Cincinnati has put themselves in a prime position for a playoff spot in a loaded AFC. The Bengals currently have the number five seed in the conference and a conference tiebreaker over the Bills based on having a better conference record. They are one game up, just like me, but still have to face the Chargers, then the Raiders, Broncos for that final spot. For Cincinnati to go into Pittsburgh and win that game like they did the other night, that was fantastic. I like the play of Joe Burrow. He makes very few mistakes, and they have a good running back in Joe Mixon, who was fantastic. Rushed a ball 28 times, I think, for 165 yards against the Steelers. I like the intensity of the Bengals, and now I'm going with the Bengals.
At home, hard to argue, even against a good Charger team coming in. Let's see if the A-Train can pick the upset. With the Chargers in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, good morning, Sweet Pea. Who you got?
Good morning. The Bengals were dominant in their win over Pittsburgh last week. As Dave mentioned, running back Joe Mixon ran for a career-high 165 yards, and the Bengals' defense forced two interceptions. That's bad news for a Chargers team that has a lot of trouble stopping the run. The Broncos running game had a great week last week against the Chargers. If the Chargers win, they will have to do it with a great offensive showing from Justin Herbert. I don't think they'll have enough, and I'm also going with the Bengals at home.
Bengals at home over the Chargers to keep up in that AFC North, and we stay in that division where the Steelers are going to be hosting the Ravens this weekend. That's a big game. Late game Sunday on CBS. Dave Rowe in that tough division. Ravens at Steelers. Who you got?
Well, the Ravens now have the number one seed in the AFC after that win over the Browns on Sunday Night Football. Baltimore also leads Cincinnati by one game in the AFC North. Pittsburgh's chances at a playoff spot took a huge hit with that blowout loss to the Bengals last week. Pittsburgh's 11th in the conference standings and a half game out of the final playoff spot behind the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. I can't remember ever seeing a quarterback who threw for four interceptions in one game, as did Lamar Jackson against Cleveland, and their coach never thought about taking him out.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Well, the Ravens had decided to go with Lamar Jackson. Win or lose, he is their man. And they pulled off a huge victory this past week. If Coach Harbaugh goes with Lamar Jackson, so will I.
Mm-hmm. And I figured as much. Baltimore to go into Pittsburgh and win. Let's see if the A-Train can concur here. Ravens at Steelers, Sweet Pea. Who you got?
Well, the Steelers look like a team going in the wrong direction. Their running game hasn't been good enough against good defenses, and at times Ben Roethlisberger looks pretty old. The Ravens haven't been great lately, but they've done enough to win games. They are currently the AFC's number one seed. Dave mentioned this. The Ravens survived four interceptions by Lamar Jackson to win Sunday night. I think he'll be a lot better this week, and I'm also going with the Ravens to get the win.
No split so far in the Bud Light six-pack of picks, both liking the Bengals and Ravens, so let's go out west and see what happens. The 49ers are in Seattle this week. This is a late game on Fox on Sunday. Dave, who you got here? We're in the NFC West.
Well, the 49ers are now a number six seed in the NFC playoffs. After their third straight win, they are one game behind the Rams for the number five spot with head-to-head conference tiebreaker in hand. I thought I might see a remarkable recovery from the Seahawks offense Monday night, especially since I like Russell Wilson so much. But it's hard for me to see this going any different than a 49ers win. The Seahawks only chance is if they can limit the 49ers' run game and force Garoppolo into take the game into his own. I think the 49ers will keep heading towards the playoffs with a victory.
In Seattle, you'll go with the visiting 49ers. Let's see what the A-Train thinks about this one. 49ers at Seahawks. Who you got?
These are two teams going in opposite directions. The 49ers have battled injuries, but Jimmy Garoppolo has been extremely accurate this year, and they are on a two-game winning streak. The Seahawks look terrible. They can't run the ball. They have trouble stopping the pass, and Russell Wilson has lost three games in a row for the first time in his career. I think we can make it four in a row. I'm going with the 49ers.
Four in a row for the 49ers, says the A-Train, and you are both on target with San Francisco going into Seattle. We may get a split here, though. Late game on Fox on Sunday. The Washington football team also on a winning streak here in Las Vegas to take on Dave's Raiders. Let's see what Dave says on this one. Dave Rowe, who you got?
Well, the Raiders are coming off a season-saving game on Thanksgiving. On top of that, there is a huge rest difference in this game. The Raiders are coming off a long week where they played Thursday and then have off all the way till the weekend. Washington played Monday night. Now they got to play again, and I think they have to travel out to Raiderville.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington defense has shown improvement since their bye, but winning in Vegas on a short week is a tough task. I'll take my Raiders, because once a Raider, always a Raider.
Always. He always picks the Raiders. Let's see if the A-Train can go against him on this one and make up that game. She trails A-Train, Washington at Las Vegas. Who you got?
Well, the Raiders did get an incredible win over Dallas on Thanksgiving Day and still have hopes of winning the AFC West. Derek Carr is quietly having a really good season, and if the Raiders get some consistency, they could make the playoffs. Washington has a defense that is playing better now than before they lost their all-pro, Chase Young. This is a huge game for Washington. They finished the season with games against the NFC East. If they can win this one, they are set up to go to the playoffs. I like the way they're playing right now. We are going to split. I'm going with Washington.
Washington on the road to beat the Raiders. First split here in the Bud Light six-pack of picks. Let's see. Now, you stuck with the Raiders in a tough game. Let's see if the A-Train can stick with the Broncos here, Dave. We'll go to Kansas City for the Sunday night game on NBC. Broncos at Chiefs. Who you got?
Well, I will be shocked if she sticks with her Broncos. I'll admire her devotion to her team. The Chiefs were idle this week and retained their AFC West lead as a result of the Chargers losing to the Broncos. What an infuriating team the Broncos are right now to me. A great victory over the Cowboys, followed up by a lackluster effort against the Eagles. Subsequently, they controlled the Chargers' offense and played great defense in Week 12. Kansas City is currently number four seed in the AFC race, and I just think that they just better not lose. So I am going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win.
Yeah, it's hard to see the Broncos going in there and getting a win. Let's test the A-Train's fandom here. Broncos at Chiefs, Sweet Pea, who you got?
Well, the Broncos got a huge win over the Chargers at home last week, and in that AFC West, they still have a shot. But Denver has been so inconsistent. They've had big wins over Dallas, and the Chargers got terrible losses to the Eagles and a depleted Browns team. The Chiefs, meanwhile, are coming off a bye, and in their last few games have started to play like we thought they would all year. Andy Reid teams are almost impossible to beat after a bye week. This pains me a great deal, but I have to go with the Chiefs.
Have to.
There it goes. There it goes. Down the tube.
It's too close a competition. She has to go with her head, not her heart here, and she will take the Chiefs, and we will move to the Monday night game. This is one of the more anticipated Monday night games of this year or any year. The Bills are hosting the Patriots on ESPN. This ought to be interesting. Dave, who you got?
Well, the Patriots are number two seed in the AFC division since the Ravens beat the Browns on Sunday Night Football. They would have been the top seed had Baltimore lost. The Patriots lead the AFC by a half game but face the Bills in the first of two meetings. They will play them two times in the next 3 weeks, which is interesting for me. I'm still trying to figure out which Bills team will show up for this week 13 game. Over the last 4 weeks, the Bills have alternated between victory and defeat, going loss, win, loss, win. Does that mean that this week is their loss if they keep that streak alive? I don't know. But the Patriots have been superb in the last 6 weeks, winning games by an average of 25 points. All of a sudden, we have a new Brady-like quarterback, and it should be a tough battle against the Bills, who are coming off a slight edge of being a home team. Boy, I looked at them being the home team, and I sure leaned that way. But I think the Patriots will win.
Going into Buffalo, taking the Patriots. Let's see what the A-Train has to say about this. Patriots at Bills. Who you got, Sweet Pea?
Oh, this is the game of the week for sure. The Patriots have won 5 in a row and just keep getting better. They have the best coach ever, a rookie quarterback playing with very few mistakes, and probably the best defense in the league. The Bills have gotten easy wins, like their rout of New Orleans on Thanksgiving, and terrible losses, like their 9-6 loss to Jacksonville. This is a must-win for the Bills. They play the Patriots in New England again in 3 weeks. I think the Bills will rise to the occasion at home and get the win.
Well, that's it. The home field advantage and another split here in the Bud Light six-pack of picks. So you both like the Bengals, Ravens, 49ers, and Chiefs, but splitting on the Raiders and Washington, with the A-Train taking Washington to go on the road and win. And A-Train will take the homestanding Bills, while Dave will take New England to go in there and get a win. That should be a good game, and that's the Bud Light six-pack of picks. Remember, you can be a winner as well if you go to the Two Guys Named Chris Show website, twoguysnamedchris.com. We have a $300 Bud Light prize pack waiting for you there. All you have to do is register. We'll recap this all next week. That's the Bud Light six-pack of picks on the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
Great tomorrow at noon. Dio now.